This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
We take a walk, the sun is shining down, burns my feet as they touch the ground.
Snapchat in the focus in this half hour of the Doug Steffen Good Day program. If you haven't heard the story, it's at DougSteffen.com. It appears Snapchat may have been hacked. Our poll focuses on that. And our conversation with Greg Stebbin, who is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, will go down that street in a few moments here on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn, Rich McFadden, Ken Kessler, and me. Penelope Cruz has been named the sexiest woman alive. Rich, you agree with that?
She looks pretty good.
No. Do you agree that she is the sexiest woman alive?
I do not agree that she is the sexiest woman alive, but I agree that she looks pretty good.
All right, Jennifer, that wasn't the point. The point is she's either the sexiest woman alive or she's not. Jennifer, is she the sexiest woman alive?
That's just hard to proclaim, you know? I don't think so. I think there are other sexier folk, although she is very sexy.
So who is the person who's the arbiter of this? Who is it that, in essence, determines this is an editorial judgment by the folks at Esquire magazine? So it's just another opinion, and it gets a lot of attention to the magazine, and that's it. It's kind of like the Victoria's Secret, all their marketing for the TV show, and this aimed at selling more Victoria's Secret product, and I'm guessing it probably works. Excuse me.
You okay there?
Well, I just think
choking on a blueberry.
It's just the counterpart to People Magazine's Sexiest Man Alive thing
that they've
been doing for years.
I mean, sexy is subjective. What are you going to do?
You know, one of the other things that I want to ask Stebbin about is the AT&T refund, $105 million going back, AT&T Mobility, $80 million in consumer refunds, $20 million in fines payable to 50 states, $5 million to the feds to settle charges that inflated its bills by adding unauthorized third-party charges. I think this is going on. Anybody who doesn't check his or her bill, this is why there's a problem paying online, look at the bill and understand, never mind the outrageous fees and charges that are added on, all the taxes that you have to pay, the add-ons. My bill has 14 add-ons in addition to paying for basic service. Verizon.
That's so confusing.
That
AT&T thing even called it a fee, and so people weren't calling to question it because, you know, the term fee, you might as well just pay it and don't ask questions.
Yeah.
But you have to. It's actually fun to call and say, can you explain every line item for me?
Oh, yeah. AT&T bill for ringtones, text messages, horoscopes, fun facts, 35% of the improper fees were for this sort of thing. Unauthorized charges on wireless bills. These people are scum. And they'll
Here's
do whatever they can.
Your phone company is stealing from you.
Right. And while you're on the phone with them to get those fees back, have them drop your rate, too. I mean, if you call them once a year and just say, I'm not satisfied with my rate, I'm going to leave, they will renegotiate with you.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
There is, we're talking about Penelope Cruz. Have you ever seen pictures of Sylvia Hayes? Do you know who Sylvia Hayes is?
Well,
I don't.
Let me look her up.
Sylvia, C-Y-L-V-I-A, Hayes. She's the first lady. C-Y-L-V-I-A, Hayes, H-A-Y-E-S. She's the first lady of Oregon. She's with Governor John Kitzhaber. Is that how you pronounce the name? Kitzhaber? I think it is. But they're not married. How about that? For being
scandalous.
Interesting. Huh?
Scandalous.
Really? Huh. I don't know about that. I find this to be interesting to contemplate. And can you imagine somebody being president of the United States, male or female, who had a live-in spouse? I have a live-in partner. not married to her. Don't have any plans to marry her. I couldn't. Would it be controversy if I ran for office for?
It's a sign of the times, I guess. But yeah. Usually, I mean, yeah, in the past, it would have been very controversial. I think not. To
so the reason that she's in the news, though, Jennifer.
Look at this.
Well, that's right. She's in the news because she married her third husband, who was an Ethiopian immigrant, for money.
Oh,
in a sham marriage in 1997, and that's what Oregonians may be blinking at. She was 29. She was struggling financially. She was paid $5,000 to marry this guy because he wanted to stay in the U.S.
Why wouldn't it? I mean, seriously, you have so many political checkers now. Mm-hmm. Like, wouldn't they say, hey, Mr. Oregon, you better check out who you're living with. We've got a problem here.
Yeah, she's been married three times. Maybe we ought to check these three guys out.
Yeah.
Well, the other side of it is, if you watched The Good Wife last night, that's sort of the same subplot. She's wanting to run for state's attorney, and they found all this dirt on her. Some of it she didn't even know. And I think that there are so many people that are using so much influence, if that's what it is, to get dirt on people. Is there anybody who's pure? Is there anybody who's clean? Is there anybody who doesn't have something in their closet? I've got plenty of stuff in my closet. People want to use it against me. Richie, you might.
I have some of the stuff on you.
Yes, you do.
Speak into my microphone.
But anyway, is this an acceptable... is this a situation that you would find acceptable or unacceptable in terms of who you'd like to see as governor, let's say, of your state, or congressman, senator? There's a lot of this stuff now as part of the landscape.
She married him for $5,000.
Yeah. For 5 years she stayed with the guy. Marriage of convenience.
She didn't stay with him, she says.
Married. Right.
Right.
Sham marriage. Is that enough to the fellow? She's 50-something, I think, isn't she? She's 50-something. And
she looks right around there, yeah.
Yeah, and then the guy who's the governor is 67, a Democrat. Used to be a doctor in an emergency room, looking for his fourth term.
You know, the guy that's running against Jerry Brown, who sadly has no chance in H.E. double hockey sticks to win, mm-hmm. is Neil Kashkari. He's the Republican candidate that's running right now. And, mm-hmm. I mean, you could run anybody against Jerry Brown. You know, he's got that name. But
yep.
Neil Kashkari is single. He's 43 and single. And it makes me, that's the first thing you think of. Okay, does that hurt him in his election? No, he was married mm-hmm. before.
Sure.
Does that hurt him in his election because people want to see that family person, you know, with the kids and the dog and the cat, and it's interesting to see how people vote.
Mm-hmm. All right, so food for thought, which is what the Good Day program is all about, and that's why we're going to find out more about Snapchat and how it was hacked from Greg Stebbins' point of view. He's the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. He joins us in 2 minutes here on Good Day.
And now, another Staples business tip. An unclean office can lead to the spread of the flu that can cripple your staff. And trying to avoid the flu by wearing hazmat suits can cripple your communication.
Phil, can you go over the fiscal budget again?
What?
Can you go over the fiscal budget again?
Fish in a bucket?
What?
Fish in a bucket. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
The flu, pneumonia, whooping cough, hepatitis A, shingles, meningitis, tetanus. That's a scary list. But did you know immunizations can protect you from every one? You didn't? Well, we do. Rite Aid pharmacists are certified to immunize against the most common preventable diseases. Find out what immunizations you need with a free immunization evaluation at Rite Aid today. With us, it's personal. Availability and age restrictions apply in some states. See pharmacists for details.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates at DeVry College of New York.
What's the secret to great business trips? Choice Hotels, where you'll find everything a business traveler needs, like a generous rewards program. And right now, when you take two separate trips at Comfort Inn or any Choice Hotel, you can earn one night free. Stay for business at Choice Hotels and book now at choicehotels.com. Great endings begin here. Free night based on an 8,000-point Choice Prohibited Reward night at over 1,500 hotels. Valid 9/4/14 through 11/12/14. Requires registration in two separate qualifying states. Other terms and conditions apply. Details at choicehotels.com.
The world is very different since Geico started saving people money over 75 years ago. This interweb thing? Not around. You wanted to know the answer to something? You just asked old man Russell. And if he didn't know, he made it up. That's why everyone in my town thought lightning bugs were filled with real lightning. Hey, we weren't always the sharpest tools in the shed, but we knew Geico was a smart deal.
Geico, saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years.
Greg Stebbin is the tech editor for Men's Health Magazine, so the focus here on the 200,000 or so Snapchat photos that had been leaked after a third-party app that was basically used to save people's otherwise disappearing pictures got hacked. How could this happen, Greg?
Well, it all starts with us assuming that if we take a picture that we don't want publicly distributed and send it in any way over a digital network, that even if the promise is, which is what Snapchat promises, that the image will go away, once it's digital and once it's sent over the internet or some kind of network, it's never really going to go away. There are lots of different ways people could save it. And in this case, there was a website called SnapSaved that enabled people to save the believed to be unsavable images. And someone hacked into the SnapSaved system, got not 200 photos, the photos of 200, not 200,000 photos, but the photos of 200,000 users.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So there's many more than 200,000 images.
And this is unbeknownst to the sender. So the sender still believes that their photo will disappear in 10 seconds after it's sent. And unbeknownst to them, the person receiving it has the snap saved and saves their picture.
That's exactly right. And let's back up for a minute and just talk about what Snapchat is, because not everybody knows. It's a fun little app, and the idea is that you take a picture of someone, of yourself doing something crazy, you know, something funny, and then you send it to someone and they open it on their phone and they see it just long enough to go, oh, that's funny, and then it disappears. And in theory, it's literally disappeared, but it really hasn't.
Until the receiver downloads the third-party app that enables
them to save. And there's other ways of, there's always been other ways of saving these photos too. For instance, I could have got your photo up on my screen, and in the moment it appeared, I could have taken a screenshot of
right.
it or taken a photo of it with another camera.
Here's what I told my son over the weekend, my 10-year-old son, Greg. Never take a picture that you don't want the whole world to see.
Because they'll see it.
Yeah.
Yes. My version of that is never take a picture that you don't want your grandmother to see.
There you go.
Your grandmother's really important because she writes you a check at Christmas. And if you upset her, she may not send the check.
Let's look at the interesting side of this. The person who stole these, Snapchat is very popular between 12 and 17-year-old kids. What kind of ramifications could they be looking at with the feds by having stolen these pictures?
Well, see, this is a really complicated thing because is there going to be ramifications with the feds if this person is not even in the United States?
Mm.
No, we have
you
no
can't
idea.
Do anything about, yeah, that's the exactly.
If it's Russians,
yeah, Russians,
well, or,
Chinese,
and the other thing is,
Indonesians.
Often what happens is either the images or the means to capture the images can get distributed on hacker websites, and so there may be many, many people all over the world who are scraping up these photos and then publishing them publicly. And so how much time is law enforcement going to be able to focus on this? I mean, it could actually be a huge effort. And at the end of the day, how important are people's photos? They're not all naked photos. Some of them are naked photos.
Right.
Some of them are photos of people making funny faces. Is it really the sort of
while
thing where
naked.
Law enforcement should
bottom
be
bottom line, don't take a picture you don't want your grandmother to see.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Yeah.
So we send that to Jennifer. What's the actress's name?
Who had
Jennifer,
all the
Jennifer Lawrence. Yeah, right, exactly. Mm-hmm. All right, Greg, good work. Thank you for the update. Greg Stebbin, tech editor for Men's Health Magazine. Check out our poll and the story at DougStebbin.com.
Dr. Hurley here to give you information you may not want to hear. Approximately 70,000 chemicals are currently used and released into the environment in the United States each year, and 30 million kilograms of these toxic chemicals are known to cause cancer. And now the good news. Longevity's 5-day cleansing program can drastically reduce the toxins in your body. For more information about the 5-day cleanse, visit drhurley.net or call 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Hi, Dr. Lorraine Hurley here. Would you wait till you're dying of thirst before digging a well? Well, why wait until you're sick before getting the nutrients you need? Longevity's Healthy Start Pack has all the essential nutrients your body needs. The 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, and 2 fatty acids just aren't available in most people's diets. Your body needs these nutrients, and the Healthy Pack 2.0 has them all covered. Get your Healthy Body Pack by calling 855-315-8326. That's 855-315-8326. Or visit drhurley.net today.
If you need to say happy birthday, happy anniversary, thank you, or simply, I'm thinking of you, ProFlowers.com is the key. ProFlowers has stunning bouquets, like the best-selling 100 blooms for $19.99. Plus, ProFlowers will include a glass vase for free. Sending someone a wonderful surprise of beautiful flowers sent fresh from the field is easy. Choose the bouquet you like, pick the delivery date, and each order is 100% guaranteed. Plus, all bouquets from ProFlowers are guaranteed to last at least 7 full days. Beautiful, fragrant flowers, picked fresh and sent to your loved one for lasting enjoyment. To get this incredible savings and send someone 100 gorgeous blooms with a free vase for $19.99, go to ProFlowers.com. Click the blue microphone in the top right corner and enter code PLOW. That's ProFlowers.com. Click the mic and enter code PLOW.
To go through for fun the top five songs from this date in 1970, starting with the best female pop music singer in the pop era, from my perspective, Karen Carpenter and her brother Richard with We've Only Just Begun. Crank it up, Richie.
Together.
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 Mm-hmm.
And when the evening comes.
Great musical story. You always have to take a low road. No, all the great music that they created between the two of them. Just the two of them.
Her voice is pure silk.
Yeah, every single instrument, every single vocal was just her and her brother. That was it. He knew how his genius wasn't so much creating the stories and the songs, but being able to go into, they had a studio in their house, and I think they were from Studio City, weren't they, Jennifer? They were
I don't know.
Or Encino, I'm pretty sure they were.
She was dead before Jennifer was born.
Yeah.
Was she really? She was gone that long?
Yeah.
My God. Anyway, they had a studio set up, and as kids they liked playing. Their father was in the music business, if I remember correctly. Mother was a singer or a music teacher or something, and they're just around it all the time. He learned how to play the piano when he was 5. And so they just had it, and they worked it, and they created some great music.
She died in 83.
Yeah, I was really young.
Yeah, right. Okay, so that was number 5 this week. 1970 is the year. Next, Free. And this is really a contrast to that song.
I have to start this one from the beginning.
Wait till you hear this one. Yep. Whoa, whoa. There it is. As I said, a contrast, the Carpenters. Number 4 this week, 1970 is the year. Top 5 songs.
In the street. Smiles from a
Hey, this sounds so subdued now. I remember as a disc jockey playing this, that my God, this thing is awfully noisy, and it just sounds
nothing.
No, number 3, same sort of song, same sort of group, Sugarloaf.
Green-eyed lady, ocean lady.
Green Label Regime.
Every raging
very original. I believe this is a one-hit wonder group, isn't it?
No.
Well, how would they have it as big as this?
Look.
It escapes me that they had another one. That's me. But I remember all this. Number three, Blondie, Sugarloaf. This week in 1970, netted Neil Diamond his first number one song. Number two this week.
What year?
1970. Song Song Blue was the next number one he had in 1972 after this. My good friend Doug Steffen. It's a good tune. Romancing the Bottle, as it were. Okay, let's get to the number one song. 1970 is the year. Jackson 5 having a big time. Orange and Yellow Label, Motown Records.
Shut up.
Do you remember that?
You remember Motown Label. Easy to remember that. I'll Be There. This stayed at number one. Was it, Kenny, 2 or 3 weeks? Or, well, about 4 weeks, maybe even. Was there for more than one.
Yeah, that's a few weeks, yeah.
Yeah, right, yeah. All right,
oh my
so that's
God,
it.
Doug.
What? Richie.
Guess who Sugarloaf became? What? They became the backup band for Bobby Boris Pickett and Monster Mash.
There you go.
You.
28 past the hour on Good Day. That's coming up, too.
Medicare's annual open enrollment begins. It starts on October 15th, and it runs through December 7th. This is Primetime Focus. During Medicare open enrollment, it's a time of the year where everyone who has Medicare can decide whether or not the Medicare plan they've chosen is working for them. AARP's Nicole Duritz. They can decide that they want to change their Medicare prescription drug plan, sometimes referred to as Medicare Part D, or they can choose to shift to a new Medicare Advantage plan.
What's the best coverage for your current needs?
Your health status may have changed. Maybe you need to take a new medication to keep you healthy. You need to make sure that the plans that you've chosen are going to be able to provide the coverage that you need. If you're seeing a specific doctor, you want to make sure that that specific doctor is still accessible to you.
For more information about the types of Medicare plans, go to aarp.org/MedicareQA. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. I'm Aileen Ellis.
You're faking it, and it's killing you. You go around wearing a smile, pretending everything's okay. You put up a front to disguise the fact that you're really sick with worry about your health, about your sanity, about everything, and you think nobody understands. But I understand. You're irritable, you lose sleep, and your mind is racing with fearful thoughts. You want it to stop. You just don't know what to do. I'm Lucinda Bassett, founder of the Midwest Center for Stress and Anxiety. I can show you how to make it stop. Please let me send you a powerful free CD that will help you discover a way to stop the painful anxiety and depression without abusing alcohol or taking medication. I did it, and so have hundreds of thousands of people just like you. Start changing your life from the inside out. Please call now.
Call now and we'll send you this wonderful free CD. 1-800-961-3486. Call 1-800-961-3486 for your free CD. 1-800-961-3486. 1-800-961-3486.
You're listening to GCN, proudly sponsored by UnseenNow.com. Lock down your digital life at UnseenNow.com. This is GCN.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
Summertime is save big time at Herbal Healer Academy. Long-term customers know summer is the time to stock up at herbalhealer.com. And for new customers, welcome to the web's best place to save on vitamins, minerals, and more. Log on for summer specials, including all sizes of colloidal silver, colloidal minerals, and intestinal freedom on sale. Choose from Herbal Healer's great variety of weight loss products like apple cider vinegar, Hoodia, and Metabolic Complex and Pro-Metabolic, all on sale now. Also, the anti-parasite intestinal freedom and Wormwood Plus Complex, plus Stevia Liquid Sweetener and the Super Enzymes, all on sale for summer at herbalhealer.com. As always, we offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Enjoy same-day shipping and free online newsletter. Log on now to herbalhealer.com and look for summer specials to save big with our nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education since 1988. Herbal Healer Academy.
If you own a business, you need customers, right? Well, your potential customers are listening to this radio program right now, and I can help you reach them. Hi, I'm Matt Brower, a national marketing executive at the radio network responsible for this program. I can help you customize a national radio campaign that fits your budget, large or small, while targeting your specific audience. Contact me to learn how radio advertising can make your business more profitable. MBROWER at GCNLive.com. That's MBROWER at GCNLive.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Girl, put your sunglasses on. It's a good day to get gone.
I'm hearing two or three things, one in one ear and one in the other ear. What's this? This is the other hit that Sugarloaf had called Don't Call Us, We'll Call You from 1975. All right, so we were talking about Sugarloaf being the number three hit maker during this week in 1970 with Green Eyed Lady. Most everybody remembers that. It was around then. Didn't remember this one, but I liked it because I thought we'd have some fun with it. Don't Call Us, We'll Call You. We should pick out every day just a random phone number from a phone book anywhere in the United States.
Don't call us.
And we'll call. What do you think would happen then, Richard?
I can tell you exactly what will happen.
What's that?
Remember the guy we called and tried to get him $1,000?
He wasn't so nice about this. I think it was an F. I think it was an FU in the conversation at some place.
Let's see if I can find stuff.
Oh, my God. The Dutch Deaf and Good Day program, how do you do? It's Richie and Kenny, Jennifer and Dougie, my niece's nephew's coming, Uncle Dougie, Dudley Stephan, with the story of a French economist. Let's see if Pierre is aware of who Jean Tirole is. Jean Tirole won the Nobel Prize.
Oh, I know his cousin, John Eggroll.
Really?
Yes.
That was a stretch.
He's from China.
That was, yeah. Right. Jean Tirole won the Nobel Prize for Economics for research on market power and regulations. The Royal Swedish Academy of Sciences cited Jean Tirole for clarifying how to understand and regulate industries with a few powerful firms. Jean Tirole is 61, Pierre, works at the Toulouse School of Economics. Toulouse. You know where Toulouse is? Well, Pierre knows where Toulouse is.
I know where Toulouse is.
You know where Toulouse is. Where is it?
It's right next to Toulouse. Toulouse or Toulouse? We're right next to Toulouse.
Really? Toulouse, en français, Toulouse.
I can see out from my bedroom. Toulouse or Toulouse?
Yeah, it'd be hard to see. It's down in the south coast of France, but close anyway.
I have really good eyes.
Really?
I can see everything.
From drinking all that French wine. In a series of articles and books, Jean Tirole has presented a general framework for designing policies that are applied to a number of industries in Europe, telecommunications, banking, that sort of thing. So the economics prize goes to Jean Tirole. All right, Pierre, you didn't do such a good job on that. I don't think you know who he is.
I have no idea who this loser is.
A loser? He's a winner. Yeah. All right, how about some good news? If you consider the Peace Corps to be an important part of what a lot of Americans stand for and have had experience-wise, Peace Corps said 17,336 Americans applied for two-year service positions during the last fiscal year. That's a 70% increase over the previous year. Now, why is that? Is it because people are more called to service or there aren't jobs? Combination maybe of both of those things,
yeah,
do you
I'm
think?
I'm going to say that there aren't jobs.
Aren't jobs, so that's why.
It's a good way to get experience and travel the world for free.
Mm-hmm. 54% of applicants have selected the option to serve wherever needed. They don't put down a specific, I want to go to this country or that country. They just go wherever. And I think people, a lot of people have forgotten about the Peace Corps, frankly.
I think one of the reasons that it's doing better, and I have to look this up, but I think that they created a situation where you could decide or choose where you go, because that was one of the problems. I didn't want to get sent to this place or that place.
Mm-hmm.
I will join if I can go here or there. So I think they may have changed some of those rules.
To make it better for more people.
And maybe it's working. Mm-hmm. I thought I had heard this a few months back, actually.
Right. It may be. Dr. Bruce Shanohoff with an overview of something you didn't know from the world of medicine coming up in a few minutes. Meanwhile, there's an interesting pathway to progress, maybe pathway to a paycheck, going on in Kenny's hometown of San Diego, where there's a program that's been introduced that trains high schoolers for jobs in the healthcare industry. Anybody who looks around, the reason that we're sort of talking about this, since we were focused on the Peace Corps and the fact that there aren't a lot of jobs around, there sure as heck are a lot of jobs in healthcare. And a lot of us criticize the public school system with good cause for not providing really basic training and information for people who don't want to go to college, who can develop a skill, who do have an acumen, let's say, for biology or chemistry or something like that, and
I'm
they
so
want
for that.
To get... It really is. So
there, people think there's something wrong with trades, learning trades,
no,
and going
not.
To trade
no,
school. You know,
no.
Not everybody has to go to college. Not everybody should or is cut
right.
out to go to
you
college.
Know the best
stuff like this
the spokesperson in the country is for this?
Who?
Mike Rowe.
How so?
Yeah.
Mike Rowe
he didn't go
is
to college.
All about learning a trade and doing jobs that people don't want
he's
to do.
He's the host of, by the way, those who don't know, Mike Rowe is the host of one of these Discovery Channel shows.
He used to be Dirty Jobs,
the
Discovery Channel, but now he's got a new show on CNN called Somebody's Got to Do It.
Mm.
And it just premiered
and
last week.
And he's the
week,
guy,
actually.
If you see the Ford commercials, the guy with the cap
right.
on, that's him.
Great, mm-hmm. great
And he's super
guy.
Intelligent.
Yeah. Very smart.
But again, going to college is no indicator of whether you're smart or not, by the way.
That's for sure.
It is not an indicator of...
Look at Bill Gates.
Smart you
dropped
are.
Out.
Right. Well, so did
Steve Jobs.
Jobs dropped out. I didn't think... Did he go to college at all?
Yeah.
Not an indicator, did he? So, Kenny, how does this program work? Do you know?
Well, it started... This former nurse got an administrative job at a high school in San Ysidro, which is right on the border.
Mm-hmm.
And
Tijuana on the other side, right?
Right.
Yeah.
And they were having... And she started having these health fairs for the community at the high school with mm-hmm. some doctors there. And noticed that there was a lot of people who were interested in that. And then a biology teacher quit. And she had to go in and pinch hit and realized what a sorry state the science department was in.
Yeah.
So she remodeled that and got the kids interested in science and specifically in medicine. And they started helping out with this health fair. She designed programs to pull kids from middle school and get them some training to be able to do this. And it was a big hit with the community because they need people who are bilingual, especially if you're right at the border.
Yeah, right.
And it's been huge to where there are local hospitals that offer these kids internships now.
Mm-hmm.
They have a 4-year program at this school that is heavy on science, and just trains these kids to work with the public and to care about school and about medicine.
You know, it shows that you can do it if you want to. Community support without the feds getting involved. This is a local program.
Yeah, it's been going on for almost 10 years now. Yeah. It was a slow start, but they're getting grants from UC San Diego or another college.
Gates isn't involved. These are kinds of the foundations that come from these wealthy people we were just talking about love to support programs like this. So they have some public money, private money, but this is something that is something that is worthy of our attention, if for no other reason than we extol the value and virtue of it. This is a part of the country where there certainly is need, but every part of the country needs this sort of thing. Every person listening to this right now could think about how this idea is applicable in your community. You could do this. And it isn't just, as Jennifer says, not just about medicine, but there are tons of jobs there, for sure. But there are plenty of other jobs that go. I get so crazy when I hear these people talk about they can't get a job. You can find jobs any place, up and down, all day long, hundreds, thousands, tens of thousands of jobs. There's no excuse for people not
but
being
I
able
guarantee
to find
you?
Them.
Out of college, if you have skilled labor, if you do a trade school over college, I guarantee you 70% of the time you'll be making more money than those that leave college and try to get their first job.
Yeah, right.
Seriously, skilled labor is the way to go. If you don't have to do higher education.
No. I was just talking to my sister-in-law yesterday. I saw my nephew yesterday, who's 23 now, graduated in 4 years, went to local community college, then went to University of Maryland, had a job at an accounting firm. He got his accounting degree before he graduated.
Yeah.
Passed his CPA on his first time around. Kid's making six figures, driving a BMW. He's 23 years old. My niece.
Are you jealous a little?
Yeah. It drives me crazy. My niece, she's got a job. She's a junior at Towson State.
Yeah.
Has a job with a computer firm already.
Yeah. Good.
They're already paying her to work part time, waiting for her to graduate.
Good. Nothing wrong with that.
So, I mean, there are jobs out there.
Yep, there sure are. Tons of them. And that's a good way of dealing with part of the problem. Kenny, thanks for that update. Bruce Shanahoff in a moment. First, a congratulatory note to the United States, which won its first women's volleyball world championship title over the weekend. And it's even sweeter because they beat the Chinese 3-1 in the final game. So a lot of people think this is cool, and it is. It's an interesting rivalry for all of the right reasons. We should be proud of the women's volleyball. Thank you, Doug. Women's volleyball championship team. Story about that is at DougStefan.com. Story
and now from another Staples business tip. Getting your company name right out there is the best way to get publicity and win new clients.
Banners? Check. Business cards?
Got it.
Customized mugs?
In the bag.
Postcard?
Yep.
Lawn signs?
Mm-hmm.
Oversized printouts?
Checkers.
Full-color double-sided brochure?
Right here.
Photos from last year's Christmas party?
Shit.
Didn't he delete those?
Why would we? Oh.
We also have shredders. For a limited time, open a Staples More account and get $50 back on a purchase of $150 or more. Staples, make more happen every day. See an associate for details.
America was built by people with a few dollars and a dream. And while many don't know it, there's one path to success that still only requires a dream and about $10. That's right. If your dream is to start or grow your business, something as simple as the right business card could make all the difference. And today, at Vistaprint.com, you can get 500 full-color business cards for only $9.99. That's right, only $9.99. Just go to Vistaprint.com and enter promo code 8989 at checkout. That's Vistaprint.com, promo code 8989.
And now, the Lens of Liberty. Here is Helen Krebel.
In a recent poll, Americans were asked what power the government had under the Constitution. Surprisingly, a strong majority believe the government is allowed to do whatever it wants, as long as it is for the good of the people. If we look through the lens of liberty, we see quickly how dangerous that idea is, especially if it is unclear who decides what is for the good of the people. In fact, our Constitution is unique because it specifically names what powers the government has and imposes imposes strict limits on that power. The Constitution grants Congress about 20 explicit powers, and the Bill of Rights specifies at least 20 things Congress may not do. All the powers not mentioned were reserved to the people, not the government. Have you read the Constitution lately and studied it with your family?
For more information, go to lensofliberty.org. That's lensofliberty.org.
At 30,000 feet, there's no room for error. To keep a modern fighter jet flying safely year after year requires a highly trained team of expert technicians and specialized equipment.
Echo 311, confirming final inspection. Roger that.
GMC certified service technicians take service and maintenance just as seriously.
And we'll do a full 27-point inspection.
Great, thanks.
With specialized GMC training and genuine parts for every GMC vehicle, you can be sure your GMC is always ready to take off. Incredible thinking, incredible service. GMC certified service. That's professional grade. For a limited time, get a $100 mail-in rebate debit card on a set of four select brand name tires. See participating dealer for eligible tire brands and details. Rebate form must be postmarked by November 30th, 2014. Allow 6 to 8 weeks for delivery of debit card. Offer ends October 31st, 2014.
14 before the hour, the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Dr. Bruce Schanohoff is here with Jennifer and Kenny and Richie and you and me. His website, 818newback.com, always carries the latest information on how you can deal with the problem that most people have at some point in their life, and it's related to us walking upright instead of on all fours. If we were on all fours, we wouldn't need Bruce. We wouldn't need his website, 818newback.com, right? If it wasn't for the fact that we walk on two limbs instead of four, you'd be out of business.
That's not true. You know, Charlotte needs me, and she's on all four.
Yeah, that's, and so, you know what? I'm just remembering that. Charlotte, you know, fell out of the truck yesterday, and I wish you were here to give her a little treatment.
Anyone with a spine can benefit from chiropractic, and over the years I have adjusted many dogs.
That's true. Yep.
And they've been grateful.
Went to visit a friend a few weeks ago, Bruce, that has three horses, and they have their horses adjusted on a regular basis.
Meredith does.
And they actually say
they're specialists in that.
Yeah. They actually say it's easier because there's more torque, so it's easier to get the torque on their spine.
You know, I should not. I spoke too soon. There is a need for Bruce. All right, so we need you here to go through alternatives to a lot of information that we get half of the story, a quarter of the story. What's between the lines today?
Well, last week, Doug, I got a couple of things with sports and exercise. I heard you pleading with parents not to let their children play football, which I completely agree with. You know, the youngest spinal decompression patient I ever had was a high school football player, and I remember when I went into practice 30 years ago and had a former member of the Cleveland Rams football team as a patient, an elderly man, and when I saw his spine, I realized, football is really not a good idea at all. Mm-hmm. But it isn't just, you know, football we have to be concerned with. You know, this week NBC had an article about artificial turf and, you know, these little cancer cells that seem to be developing within the community of goalies, in particular on the soccer teams, from their exposure to this crumb rubber. But also I remember when my kids were playing AYSO soccer and club soccer, and I'm looking at these little, you know, girls, 10 and 12 years old, doing headers. Oof. and understanding the potential for brain damage and neck damage from doing headers. You know, and I would speak out, and I guess this is maybe the message about this, is think for yourself, because I would, you know, say to my kids, hey, I don't want you doing headers, and the other parents would treat me like I was a nutcase for not wanting to do that, because of course everybody wants their kid to be the star of the team,
right,
and get the college scholarship, you know, under sports, and it was a nutty thing. But at some point, parents need to be parents and recognize what they feel is dangerous for their kid, and not be pushed along by convention into having their kids do dangerous things. But another thing that came up this week was running studies and the fact that running does prolong your life. A study of 55,000 people, age 18 to 100, over 15 years the study was conducted.
See, I still think that running is bad for your hips and your ankles and your knees, your neck.
Well, but wait, here, because what they're saying is 5 minutes can prevent heart disease.
Oh, 5 minutes at a time?
Yeah, so I mean, okay. You know, even if you're just like going up the stairs and, you know, 4 or 5 flights of stairs and instead of taking the elevator, you got it done.
All right, got it. Get the info behind the scenes with these stories. 818newback.com. Dr. Bruce Shanahoff here with us.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-297-0154. That's 800-297-0154.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
That's 800-297-0154.
Hi folks, Ryan McMullen here for Life Change Tea. Healthcare is a problem, whether you're for or against Obamacare. It's a mess. My question is, who do you trust? Do you want to be told what to do, or do you want to make your own decision? My opinion, preventative maintenance. Keeping your colon clean is preventative maintenance. A little exercise, a balanced diet, and drinking Life Change Tea. It tastes great, and it helps with constipation, high cholesterol, liver problems, acid reflux, and much, much more. And with the holiday season upon us, you can get some extra tea for free. Don't wait for Obama. Make your own decision. Order now. Call us at 928-308-0408. That's 928-308-0408. Or you can log on to getthetea.com. That's getthetea.com. Ridding yourself of harmful toxins is truly preventative maintenance. Getthetea.com.
See this face? Mm-hmm. This is the face of a woman on the edge, girl.
I know, my wife's got the same face.
You have to make a decision. Do you want to work here or do you want to live?
I quit.
Wow.
If you deliver a message to the British consulate, do you think they're going to let me in the door, ma'am? What's the message? Dogs barking can't fly without umbrella.
Jumping Jack Flash by Aretha Franklin with Keith Richards. Wow, there's a combination for you. Keith Richards and Aretha Franklin from the movie Jumping Jack Flash. Number
what? You want a quarter? Kiss my ass. Find me in New York for this quarter.
Kiss my sweet. You know what? Spell it A-R. So, calm down. All right, so the number one movie this week, 1986, was Jumpin' Jack Flash. Who was in that movie, Chucker?
Whoopi Goldberg.
Whoopi Goldberg was in that movie, all right. I think she needs to go back to the movies, don't you? Maybe lose about 50 pounds and go back to the movies. Is that a sexist comment? Not nice?
A little bit.
Is it really? Well, I'd say the same thing if it were Jack Black. if he was to
But he never left the movies.
No, well, but he still needs to lose about 50 pounds.
I'd say one thing about Whoopi Goldberg. Yes. Her career trajectory has been very smart. I mean, she made a ton of money when she was in control of the Hollywood Square. She made millions and millions of dollars.
Yep.
Now she's doing The View. It's a nice, cushy paycheck.
Yep.
And she's still relevant. She's still out there, so, you know, good for her.
Very relevant. I think she's most relevant one.
You mind if I bring up 2 points quickly?
No, but, you know, well, wait a minute. Bring them up in a moment. We have to pause for a second. Chuck Curry brings up 2 points in just a moment here on Good Day.
It's time to earn your MBA at DeVry University's Keller Graduate School of Management. Keller professors share real-world experience, so students graduate ready to advance in their careers. Get started with our merit-based Career Catalyst Scholarship with up to $8,000 for new students who qualify. Classes start October 27th. Full details at keller.edu/scholarships. For students who qualify and start by November 2014, subject to approval and availability of funds, DeVry University is authorized for operation by the TAGC, certified to operate by SHED. In New York, DeVry University operates the DeVry College of New York.
All right, Chuck, so there's 2 points you wanted to tell us about?
Yeah.
Word.
All right, well, let's go.
Oh, my first one is the season premiere of season 5 premiere of The Walking Dead last night. I thought it was awesome. For fans of the show who haven't seen it, I'm not going to give anything away, but the first 4 minutes, which is on basic cable, certainly broke boundaries in terms of the show's violence, and that is saying a lot, but it was intense, emotional, and this AMC's got a great thing going because it has a huge fan base, and this show delivers. Second, I did a retro screening hosted at my community theater of Stanley Kubrick's The Shining, starring Jack Nicholson. On Friday night. And I would say this, for people who haven't seen The Shining, if you're local community theater or retro showing it on the big screen, I think, in my opinion, is the most fascinating movie ever produced to watch in a movie theater.
Wow, that's a statement from you.
It really is. I mean, the direction, the time that the director took to do each scene. Nicholson was doing, he had him do like each take 100 times in some instances. Yeah. And it's the most extensive soundstage ever built. The Overlook inside is all soundstages. It wasn't really a hotel. It's incredible. Now, but in terms of box office, David Fincher's Gone Girl, number one for the second straight week, $27 million in business, just a 27% a drop off week to week. This is what you call very solid water cooler talk. People are buzzing about this movie. Whether they really like it or don't, they're still talking, and that's good for box office legs. $78 million in 2 weeks. Dracula Untold came in second. I wouldn't waste a dime on this film. $23 million. Alexander, the terrible, horrible, no good, very bad day, a Disney film. Solid $18.6 million. It stars Steve Carell and Jennifer Garner. The horror film Annabelle plays fourth, $16 million. And The Judge, the heavily promoted Judge with Robert Downey Jr. and Robert Duvall. Surprisingly, a very weak $13.2 million opening.
Yeah, really?
What happened here? Its entire audience, target audience, went to see Gone Girl and left very few people to see The Judge.
I went to see the movie with Jane Fonda and Jason Bateman. Do you know anything about that movie?
What do you think?
I liked it a lot. It was a great, it was a very good movie.
It was shot on a budget of around $20 million, so it's done all right.
It was good. Yep. Hi, Chuck Curry here with the movie review. Thanks.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.